You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's turn the page and get set for the men's contest. Before we do that, though, let's check one last time on those scores from the conference. And it appears to me that Morningside and Briarcliff, those live stats have frozen at the moment. 63-57 with 4:01 remaining, and it's been stuck there for a while. We'll see if that refreshes or not. Other scores from the conference, no real surprises. Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 67-59. Midland over Hastings, 77-52. Doan over Nebraska Wesleyan, 68-65. Northwestern over Dort, 73-58. And still waiting on the final of that Morningside-Briarcliff contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. There, I think we've taken care of that piece of business. And let's turn the page for the men's contest. The Dort College Defender men come into today's contest. 8-10 in the conference, 17-11 overall. While the Northwestern Red Raiders are 7-11 in the conference, 14-12 overall. Northwestern has lost two games in a row. Since back-to-back overtime wins over Concordia and Dort on January 10 and 14, the Raiders have gone 2-5 with wins over Mount Marty and Doan. Their losses are to Morningside, Nebraska Wesleyan, Midland, Briarcliff, Dakota Wesleyan, and Concordia. Colton Koyman, Jordan Baker, along with Nathan Wade, will score 14.8, 13.4, and 12.0 points per game, respectively. Baker is the leader in rebounds with an 8.2 average, while Wadle gets 5.4 rebounds and has a team-high 83 assists. Koyman has a team-high 67 three-point baskets made, and he has converted 43.2% of his three-point shots. Northwestern outscores teams 87.7 to 81.3, and the Raiders out-rebound teams 42.4 to 31.8. Northwestern is converting 50% of its field goals. Dort College is scoring 87.8 points per game. They allow 81.1. Dort converts 48.5% of its shots, but opponents are making 47.1% of their shots, including 40.7% from the three-point line. Dort has a 39.3 to 31.3 rebounding edge. Dort and its opponents both make 69.6% of their free throws. Dort has converted 654 of 940, opponents 515 of 740. Nathan Rendell scores 16.5 points per game. He's converting 46.6% of his field goals. He also grabs a team-high 5.2 rebounds per game, has a team-high 125 assists and 32 steals. Tyler Walterstorff scores 13.5 points per game, and he takes down 4.4 rebounds. Leighton Sampson and Brian Sumner score 11.0 and 10.9 points per game, respectively. Alex Terpstra adds 9.8 points per game. And David Denherter converts 7.9 points per game with 68% field goal shooting. Sumner and Terpstra are the leading three-point shooters, with Sumner converting 69 of 154 for 44.8%. Terpstra's 58 of 160 for 36.3%. Tyler Walterstorff has also had success from the arch, where he has gone 30 of 74 for 40.5%. Northwestern men allowed a buzzer beater and lost to Concordia on Saturday, 76-74. Nathan Whitel had a game-high 22 points while converting 9 of 12 field goals. He was 4 for 4 from the free throw line with 7 rebounds. Dort men led on a few brief occasions in its game with Nebraska Wesleyan, ended up losing a 100-98 decision on Saturday. Defenders were led by David Denherter and Nathan Rendles with 16 points each, while Taylor Feenstra had 15 and Brian Sumner and Leighton Sampson each had 14. Feenstra grabbed 11 rebounds. Walterstorff and Denherter each had 6. Rendles handed out 4 assists and had 5 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's pause for our national anthem. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. Let's begin with the Northwestern Red Raiders. They will start number 5, Colton Coyme, a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He's averaging 14.8 points per game. Taylor Francis is a 6'2 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.9 points per outing. Number 20 is Bryce Moss, a 6'6 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.6 points per game. Number 22 is Nathan Waitle, a 6'4 freshman from Yale, South Dakota, averaging 12 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup, Jordan Baker, 6'6 sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 13.4 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, they will go with Brian Sumner, a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, averaging 10.9 points per game. Number 15, Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 16.5 points per outing. Number 21 is Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 6.1 points per game. Number 43, Leighton Sampson, a 6'5 freshman from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 11 points per game. And Tyler Waltersdorf, a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 13.5 points per contest. David Denherder was injured in the game with Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. He will suit up this evening. He will see time off of the bench. Leighton Sampson starts in place of David Denherder. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We are just about set for basketball. And they've gone final with that women's basketball game. Morningside, a 75-66 winner over Briarcliff. So Morningside now 19-0. Briarcliff falls to 13-6. Briarcliff is fourth in the conference. Hastings goes to number 3. Morningside and Concordia meet for the conference championship on Saturday at Morningside. Northwestern in the road reds, white numbers trimmed out in black. The Dort College defenders in their home whites, black numbers trimmed out in yellow. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Our officials tonight, Dave Eggie, Rich Buckman, and Pat Anderson. Those are the trio keeping the peace tonight in a full house here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Opening tap is controlled by Northwestern, and Colton Coyma will set the offense. Coyma passes it out front. Northwestern facing man-to-man defense applied by Dort College. Dort College with the basketball. Northwestern with the basketball. Down to the baseline is Waitle. They feed it underneath to Baker. Baker has it taken away by Rindles. Rindles gives it off to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf hands it back over to Nathan Rindles. Rindles out front. Tyler Waltersdorf. Brian Sumner right side. Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles into traffic, gives it up to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball, Sumner. Sumner gives it up. Left side, Rindles. Rindles feeds it down low for Sampson. Sampson with the basketball working against Baker. Out front, Tyler. Three short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Waitle. Waitle over to Coyma. Coyma over the basketball. Colton Coyma gives it back over to Waitle. Waitle on the right wing. Waitle tries to feed it down low to Bryce Moss. Moss has to chase it after it was deflected. Shot on the way by Francis. Rebound cleared by Sumner as he left it short. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Gets it away to Rindles. Rindles on the right wing. Back over to Sumner. Sumner left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back over to Brian Sumner. Sumner on the right wing. Sumner feeds it back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the ball. Waltersdorf gives it to Sampson. Sampson with the left hand. No good. Unable to finish. Rebound taken away by Coyma. That was Moss, beg your pardon. He gave it off to Coyma. Coyma setting the offense. Coyma passes it off. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Sumner. Sumner drives underneath, feeds the trailer. Waltersdorf off of the glass, no good. And neither team able to take the lid off of the pail thus far. Colton Coyma passes into the right corner, gives it up to Francis. Francis with it on the right elbow, gives it back over to Moss. Moss, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner as he was able to seal Waitle away on the... His backside kept him away from the basketball, and Dort College has it. Out front is Rindles. Rindles on the right wing. Rindles passes it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side. It goes Rindles. Rindles on the wing. 15 to shoot. They feed it underneath to Tyler. Tyler has it stripped away from him. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern with the basketball. 17:40 remaining in the first half. Scoreless, Dort and Northwestern. Francis at the center jump circle. He passes off to Wadle. Wadle back over to Francis. Francis to Moss. Moss has his strip taken away. Here comes O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell at the free throw line. Feeds it to Rindles, and Rindles is fouled from behind. Rindles is fouled from behind. Nathan will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Northwestern's Nathan Wadle. Wadle whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number one on Northwestern as well. Levi Edelman waiting at the scorer's bench to check in. So free throws on the way. Free throw is up and good for Rindles. Rindles gets Dort College on the board. 1-0. Another free throw on the way for Nathan Rindles. Rindles, free throw up and down. 2 points for Rindles, and the Dort College defenders lead it 2-0. Northwestern basketball, Coima. Coima over to Francis. Francis to Wadle. Wadle gives it up. Baker. Baker underneath. Puts it on the floor. Sumner comes with a double team and swipes it. Brian Sumner, layup right hand, good. Sumner the steal and the lay-in. Dort College leads 4-0. Northwestern racing up the floor with it. Coima. Coima, they feed it down low right side. Baker. Baker leaning in. His baby hook with the right hand from the baseline. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Brian with it on the left side. Picks it up. Gives it off to Sampson. Sampson in the lane. Cut the hoop and he is fouled. And Wadle has just picked up foul number two. Bad matchup for Northwestern that time as Nathan Wadle ended up guarding Sampson. And Nathan Wadle picks up his second personal foul. So Taylor Feenstra will check into the ballgame. Tyler Walterstorff will check out. And Dort College leads 6-0 pending the free throw. Costly foul for Northwestern. Wadle played a critical part in Northwestern's win in Orange City. Down the stretch, he was tough to stop. Leighton Sampson, 3-point play. Dort College leads 7-0. 7-0, our score, Edelman. Edelman goes left side, T.J. Byard. Byard, a junior from Sioux Center, gives it off to Edelman. Edelman drives in, dumps it off for Ben Colesbeek, and Justin Ben Colesbeek with a two-hand slam dunk in the lane. He gets Northwestern on the board at 7-2. 7-2, our score. On the right wing with it is Rindles. Rindles to Feenstra. Feenstra left side, Sumner. Sumner looking down low for Sampson. He's guarded by Edelman. Pass right side over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles driving in. Spins. Nothing there. Gives to Sampson. Sampson outside Sumner. Sumner back over to Feenstra. Feenstra right corner to Rindles. 7 to shoot. Rindles puts it up. He didn't spin that time. Francis backed off him. And Rindles gets the shot to go. Nathan with 4 points. Dort College leads 9-2. 9-2 our score. Coima shot from the top of the key. No good. Long three. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Sampson. He gives it off to Rindles. Dort College up 7. Comes back over to Feenstra. Taylor, 3. Yes! Taylor Feenstra with a 3-point basket. Dort College leads 12-2. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Northwestern. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Inbounding the basketball will be Levi Edelman. Dort College leading Northwestern 12-2, and the Raiders will bring it up. This is Colton Coima. Coima on the right side. And we will redo things as the clock didn't start on time. Tyler Walterstorff will check into the ballgame. Leighton Sampson will check out. 15:36 remaining here in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Northwestern with the basketball. Koyma. Koyma passes over to Isaiah Taylor. Isaiah Taylor, left side, Edelman. Edelman to Byard. Byard with the basketball. Byard gets a screen out front. And we've got a foul called away from the ball, an illegal screen. Waiting to see who the foul is going to go on. It's going to go on Justin Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek whistled for his first personal. And that is team foul number three on Northwestern. Tyler Walterstorff inbounds the basketball to Rindles. Rindles will bring it up. Dort College will run a set play out of the timeout. I should say after the turnover. Walterstorff. Walterstorff against Byard. Into the corner. Terp. Terp. Three ball. Bang, bang, bang. Alex Terpstra with a three-point basket. Dort College leads 15-2. Northwestern basketball, Byard. Byard on the left wing. T.J. Byard passes right side over to Koyma. Koyma with it on the wing. Koyma guarded there by Rindles. Gets a screen. Step back. Gets it over to Van Kalsbeek, and Van Kalsbeek is fouled on the play on the help defense, arriving just a little bit late for Alex Terpstra. Terpstra picks up his first personal foul. That is team foul number one on the defenders. And Justin Van Kalsbeek will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Van Kalsbeek will shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good for Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek, a 58% free throw shooter. Dort College leading 15-3. Rindles checks out of the ballgame. Andrew O'Donnell checks in. We'll reset the lineups for you in just a moment. Van Kalsbeek, second free throw is good. He's got four. And the defenders trail, lead, 15-4. All 4 points for Northwestern coming from the sophomore, who hails from MLC Floyd Valley High School. O'Donnell, right side, it goes Walterstorff. Walterstorff drives into the lane, working against Byard and Tyler Walterstorff with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 17-4. Into the front court is Koyma. Koyma, right side, Taylor. Isaiah Taylor over to Edelman. Edelman on the left side. Edelman trying to back his way in. Sumner came with a double team. Edelman rips down the offensive rebound. Second chance shot, no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew O'Donnell into the front court. O'Donnell out front, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, nothing there. Back over to Ty. Ty, three ball. In and out, no good. Rebound tapped around. Coming away with it is Feenstra. Feenstra lost it. It's picked up by Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek outlets over to Taylor. Isaiah Taylor up the floor, over to Koyma. Koyma with it on the wing. Colton Koyma passes it into the corner. Isaiah Taylor. Isaiah Taylor gets a screen. Passes right side, Byard. Byard drives in, and we've got a hand check called on Alex Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for his second personal. .1350 remaining. Isaiah Taylor to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop, and Coach Ross Dalmai read his lips. He said, let him play. He was saying that to the bench when they told him that he had two fouls for Terpstra. He said, just let him play. So Dort College rolling the ice here. Pass goes into the corner. Byard. Moss, that is. And Moss is fouled on the play by Leighton Sampson. And Moss will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Leighton Sampson whistled for the personal. And for Leighton, that is foul number one. So Bryce Moss will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 64% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and through. Another one coming. TJ Byard takes a spot on the lane along with Baker. Second free throw is up and good for Moss. So Moss makes both free throws. And the defender lead is 17-6. 17-6, Dort College basketball, Rindles to Terp. Terp, three ball, yes! That's why you let him play. He's got six, and the defenders lead 20-6. 26 our score, Koyma. Koyma feeds it back, reverse to Byard. Byard, Moss. Moss, shot blocked by Sampson. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles does not have the numbers. Tapped into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Rindles. Rindles feeds Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with 5 points. Dort College leads 22-6. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 22-6, Northwestern basketball. You've got the Francis brothers on the floor. You pass over to Isaiah Taylor, and Taylor knocks down the three. Isaiah Taylor with the three ball. Dort College leads 22-9. You got Taylor and Riley Francis on the floor, a junior and freshman respectively for Northwestern. Hailing from Boyden Hall, driving the lane is nothing for Rindles. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell three, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Francis. Francis, pass ahead, Taylor. Taylor, kick out pass. Francis, Francis, three, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell lets traffic clear. Now on the secondary break, looks underneath Sampson. Sampson, bucket, good. Leighton Sampson running rim to rim. He's got seven, and the defenders lead 24-9. 24-9, our score, Northwestern basketball. Francis loses it. That is Riley. He hands it back over to Taylor. Taylor, Francis, looking now. Right side is Moss. Moss back over to Francis. Riley Francis dump it down low. Bryce Moss. Moss puts it up. Shot no good. A rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Rindles. Rindles. Left side Terp. Terp transition. Three off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Red Raider basketball, Taylor. Taylor on the left wing. Taylor gives it up to Bryce Moss. You've got three Boyden Hall graduates on the floor for Northwestern right now. They pass it down low to Bryce Moss. Moss working against Walterstorff. They bring the double. Now Moss kicks it back out to Baker. Baker drives in. His shot is good. Jordan Baker with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 24-11. 24-11, our score. Nathan Rindles brings it up. Dort College by Baker's dozen. Rindles with it in between the circles, angling off to the right. Rindles passes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it, left side, Terpstra. Terpstra working against Francis. They pass into the corner, and it's taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with a chance to cut the 13-point lead down. Here's Taylor. Taylor, same spot, another three. He hit it. Isaiah Taylor with the three-point bucket. He's got 6 points. Dort College leads 24-14. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more after this. 10:44 left to go in the first half. Dort College 24, Northwestern 14. Dort College has led by as many as 15. That came at 24-9. Five unanswered by Northwestern has prompted Dort College to call a timeout. With it is Rindles. Rindles over to Feenstra. Feenstra left side to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, Nabla. Nabla over to Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Rindles feeds it high post, Feenstra. Feenstra squares up, 17-footer, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Bryce Moss. Here comes Northwestern and Isaiah Taylor. Isaiah Taylor with the basketball. He goes right side over to Taylor Francis. Francis left side, Isaiah Taylor. Isaiah Taylor, another three, and he misses. Can't make three in a row. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball as he grabs it off of one bounce. Brian Sumner, left side, Feenstra, Feenstra, Rindles, Rindles with it on the wing. Nathan with the basketball, Nathan with it on the wing. Nathan passes over to Nabla, Patrick with it. Patrick, Sumner, B-Sum, three off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Northwestern and Baker. Baker to Isaiah Taylor. Isaiah Taylor, nothing there. Guarded, well, Moss set a screen for him. Isaiah Taylor, now they dump it down low, Bryce Moss. Moss against Feenstra. Moss puts it up, shot no good, and he gets fouled at the tail end of the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws, will Bryce Moss. Moss 2-for-2 from the free throw line today. So Bryce Moss will shoot two. He's 2-for-2. He's a 64% free throw shooter. Free throw by Moss is up off the heel, no good. David Den Herter checks into the ballgame. So Moss will shoot. Bryce Moss. Second free throw is up and good. So Moss makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders lead 24-15. Six unanswered by Northwestern. Dort College is led by as many as 15. It's a 9-point ball game right now. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to Nabla. Nabla goes right side. Feenstra free throw line jumper. Good. Taylor Feenstra with 5 points. Dort College leads 26-15. 26-15, Northwestern basketball, Colton Coima. Coima on the right side. Coima, they feed it left side over to Francis. Francis to Moss. Moss muscles it up, good. Bryce Moss with 5 points. Dort College leads 26-17. Nathan Rindles with it on the left wing. Rindles to Feenstra. Feenstra is fouled on the play by Moss. Moss whistled for the personal. And that is team foul number 4. Andrew O'Donnell will check into the ball game. ...26-17 our score. Andrew O'Donnell will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it in over the top, Walterstorff. Walterstorff fakes the handoff, now gets it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Tyler. Tyler at the free throw line, back to Anabla. 28 to shoot for the defenders. Goes into the right corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell left side, Brian Sumner. Sumner three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Throws it back out front for O'Donnell. Basketball, pass, left side, Sumner. Sumner drives down to the baseline. Sumner passes out front, O'Donnell, 25 to shoot for Dort College. Now Sumner, right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball, might have traveled with it, drives into the lane, he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Walterstorff with 2 points, he'll go to the free throw line for a pair. Dort College trailing 26, I should say Dort College leading 26-17, beg your pardon. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Sumner, O'Donnell, Walterstorff, Nabla, and Den Herter. Terpstra is going to check in. Free throw by Walterstorff is off the mark, no good. He's got another one coming. Northwestern countering right now with Edelman, Van Kalsbeek, Taylor Francis, Colton Coima, and TJ Byard. Dort College trying to extend the lead back to 10. Walterstorff's second free throw off the side of the iron, no good, and it's 26-17, 8-11 left to go in the game, in the first half. Dort College has gone through a little dry spell here. Francis down to the baseline, cut off, passes back over to Van Kalsbeek, reversal, Byard, Byard to Coima. Colton Coima comes right side, back over to Taylor Francis. Francis holds his, fires it underneath to Van Kalsbeek, and Van Kalsbeek is called for a charge. Justin Van Kalsbeek has just picked up his second personal foul. And Dort College will bring the basketball up. This is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell takes it across the timeline. Northwestern not pressuring. They're setting up at a half-court man. This is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled from behind. Foul called on T.J. Byard is his first. David Den Herter to shoot two. 26-17, Dort College in front. Dort College missed on a pair of free throws earlier. And Den Herter leaves that one short. Dort College has now missed three in a row. Got to make these freebies. Dort College with a 9-point cushion. Right now the momentum hanging in the balance. Den Herter's second free throw is good. So David makes one of two, and it's 27-17. 27-17, our score. Colton Coima with a basketball right side. Picks up his dribble, comes over to Edelman. Edelman to Byard. Byard driving in. Shot is no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Tyler Walterstorff, his first. T.J. Byard will go to the free throw line. And T.J. Byard will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw off the heel, no good. Den Herter is out. Sampson is in. Sumner is out. Rindles is in for Dort College. 27-17, Dort College leading, 7:23 remaining. Second free throw is up and good, so Byard makes one of two. He's a 76% free throw shooter. And the defender lead is 27-18. Rindles with the ball out front in between the circles, angling off to the right. Man-for-man defense applied by Northwestern. Sampson gets into T.J. Byard. His layup is good. Leighton Sampson with 9 first half points. Dort College leads 29-18. Left side, Byard. Byard drives to the free throw line. Nothing there. Gives back to Van Colesbeek. Van Colesbeek to Taylor Francis. Taylor Francis. Dump it down low, Van Colesbeek. Van Colesbeek holding his ground, Sampson. Pass back out front, Byard. 15 to shoot for Northwestern. Byard in the lane, swiped away by Rindles. Picked up by Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College in transition. Rindles all the way down underneath. Fires it to Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with 11 points. Dort College by a baker's dozen, 31-18, 6:30 remaining. And an offensive foul called on Northwestern and Taylor Francis. Taylor Francis whistled for an illegal screen, evidently. Team foul number 8 on Northwestern, but the player control foul. There's no free throw. Looking over to the Northwestern bench, Coach Chris Korver is going to shun the timeout for now. Francis checks out of the ball game. Isaiah Taylor checks in. Taylor with a couple of threes already to his credit. And the Dort College defenders will bring it up with Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles on the right wing, working against Taylor. Rindles picks up his dribble, has to release it over to O'Donnell. Dort College into their motion offense. Rindles, spin move, double team, back to Sampson. Sampson double teamed O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back to Rindles. 15 to shoot. Rindles, floater, 10-footer, good. Nathan Rindles with 6 points. Dort College leads 33-18. Northwestern basketball, Taylor. Taylor down to the baseline, and Andrew O'Donnell's going to be called for a foul. And for O'Donnell, that is his first team foul, number 6 on the defenders. With 5:57 remaining in the first half, Dort College 33, Northwestern 18. Dort College on a 6-0 run. Northwestern calls their third timeout of the first half. Back with more after this. Northwestern basketball after the timeout. They've used three. They've got 3 remaining. T.J. Byard will inbound the basketball for Northwestern. Inbounding. They throw over the top. Get it to Colton Coima. Coima gets a screen. He's going to drive all the way to the baseline. Tries to reverse it. And Terpstra gets a hand on it. Sends it out of bounds on the baseline right side. Northwestern will now inbound the basketball. This is Isaiah Taylor. Taylor to trigger it. Isaiah Taylor looking. Gets it into Moss. Moss, tough shot off the heel. No good. Rebound saved in by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Terpstra. Terpstra fires across court over to Rindles. Nathan Rindles with the basketball. Nathan with the basketball. Dort College with an opportunity to build on the 15-point lead, 33-18. Tyler with it on the left side, feeds it to Sampson. They bring the double team. Now they retreat. Sampson, double team, back over to Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Rindles spins it back over to Sampson. Sampson shot in the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Moss. Moss over to Isaiah Taylor. Isaiah Taylor up the floor. Isaiah Taylor right side back over to Byard. Byard in the lane. Byard, they leave him open, and he knocks down the 10-footer. T.J. Byard with 3 points on the busted play. Dort College defense retreated away from him. Nobody left to guard the ball. And Isaiah Taylor commits a foul as Nathan Rindles puts it hard on the floor and tries to take it to the hoop. And he is fouled on the play. He'll shoot a 1 and the bonus. 5:01 remaining in the first half. Dort College is led by as many as 15. It's a 13-point ball game right now. Rindles shooting a 1-1. Nathan Rindles shooting a 1-1. Dort College led 24-9. Northwestern cut away at the lead, got it down to 9. Dort College responded, got it up to 15 at 33-18. And Nathan Rindles makes his first free throw. He's got another one coming. He's 3 for 3 tonight. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Rindles takes both free throws. Defenders lead 35-20. Wadle in the ballgame. He's got 2 personal fouls. Isaiah Taylor drives baseline. His layup is good. Isaiah Taylor with a 2-point basket. He's got 8, and the defenders lead 35-22. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side. Walterstorff. Walterstorff. Rindles on the right side. Rindles uses his dribble. Comes back over left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell. Rindles. Rindles 15-footer is good. We got a foul called on the rebound. So you're going to count the hoop, but you're going to call Taylor Feenstra for a foul on the rebound. his first. So Rendles made the 15-footer from the right elbow. Feenstra gets called for his second personal. And it's 1-1 time now for Jordan Baker. Baker, a 63% free throw shooter. So Dort College back up by 15. But a free throw coming here for Baker. So he tries to cut away at the lead again. Free throw by Baker is up and good. So Baker, a 63% free throw shooter, makes the first one. He's got another one coming. 37-23, our score. Dort College up by 14. 4:23 in the first half remaining. Baker's second free throw is good. 4 points for Baker. Dort College leads 37-24. And Rendles will bring the basketball up for Dort College. Rendles, right side Waltersdorf against Koima. Puts it up, good. Layup with the right hand by Waltersdorf. He's got 4 first half points. Dort College leads 39-24. Wadel puts it up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound ripped by Feenstra. Outlet over to Rendles. Here comes Dort College. Rendles, right corner, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Doesn't see what he wants. Gives it instead over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Sumner. Sumner tried to feed it down low, and Baker took it away. Here comes Koima. Koima with the basketball. Koima has it taken away. Here's Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play by Colton Koima. So Colton Koima whistled for the personal foul. The 6'3 freshman from Sioux Falls tried to go around the tried to get a screen and ran smack dab into Taylor Feenstra after Feenstra had picked up the loose basketball. So Taylor Feenstra now shooting a pair. Dort College leading 39-24. 39-24 with 3:41 remaining. Free throw by Taylor is off the side of the iron, no good. Another one on the way, trying to extend it to 16. Dort College has led by 15 on a few different occasions. Free throw by Taylor is up and through. So Taylor Feenstra, makes one of two. And the defenders lead 40-24, biggest lead of the ballgame for Dort College. Lots of Taylors on the floor. You've got Taylor Francis, you've got Taylor Feenstra, and you've got Isaiah Taylor. Pass goes left side, Francis. Francis to Wadel. Wadel with the basketball. Wadel, free throw line jumper, off the mark, no good. Rebound ripped by O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Nathan Rendles with the basketball. Coach Ross Dahmel wants a set play of some sort. I couldn't make it out. Pass goes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf kick out. Sumner. Sumner, three ball. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Baker. Here comes Northwestern. Down 16 are the Red Raiders. 3 minutes remaining. Koima with the basketball. Comes right side to Francis. Francis is fouled on the play by Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for the personal. And for Andrew O'Donnell, that's number two. Riley Francis will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Certainly looked from my vantage point like Andrew O'Donnell reached in on the double team and swiped away at it cleanly. As I often say, though, my opinion not the one that matters. 40-25, Northwestern down 15. Another free throw coming. This one is up and good as well for Francis. So the left-hander makes them both, and Northwestern hanging in this one at the free throw line. They've shot 12, they've made 10. Rendles comes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf is fouled on the play by Riley Francis. Francis whistled for the personal, his first. And now Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line. He will shoot 2 free throws. Double bonus time for the defenders. 2:47 remaining in the half. You want to finish the half out well if you're Dort College. Free throw by Tyler is up and good. 5 first half points for Waltersdorf. And the defenders lead 41-26 with a second free throw on the way. Well, I'd like to welcome in our nearly 500 viewers on our website, our web stream, www.dort.edu/athletics. Thanks for making us a part of your Wednesday night. Tyler Waltersdorf with 6 points, and the defender lead is 42-26. Colton Koima with the basketball out front. They feed it to Baker. Baker guarded by Sampson. Baker puts it up, and he is fouled on the play by Layton, and Layton picks up foul number two. Jordan Baker will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws. David Den Herter will check back into the ball game. Baker will go to the free throw line for a pair. Baker, two for two tonight. Now three for three. David Den Herter checks in. Layton Sampson checks out. Riley Francis checks out of the ball game. Taylor Francis checks in. Taylor, the older of the two. Another free throw on the way for Jordan Baker. This one's up and good as well, so Baker makes them all. He's four for four. And the defenders trail a lead, 42 to 28, 2:30 remaining in the half. Rindles with the basketball, gives it off to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf guarded by Wadle. Waltersdorf, floater off the backboard, good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 8 points. Stuart College leads 44-28. And an illegal screen called on Jordan Baker. Baker whistled for an illegal screen. He slid over. It appeared that's going to be the call, at least, that Nathan Rindles tried to get over the top of the screen, and Baker gave him a little hip check. And the Dort College defenders lead 44-28. With a basketball, Rindles. Rindles in between the circles. Rindles passes right side over to Waltersdorf. Tyler with a basketball. Crosses his man over. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Tyler Waltersdorf breaking ankles that time. He's got 10, and the defenders lead 46-28. Northwestern basketball. Wadle wants an isolation play. Wadle will put it on the floor. He jump stopped in the lane. Good. Nathan Wadle with 2 points. Dort College leads 46-30. 1:40 remaining in this half. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles drives, puts up the floater from 10. Good. Nathan Rindles with 10 first half points. Dort College leads 48-30. Northwestern with the basketball. Wadle. Let's see if they isolate him again. They don't. They give it to Francis instead. This is Isaiah Taylor. Isaiah Taylor, they go down low for Jordan Baker. Jordan Baker, jump hook in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles on the jailbreak. And he sees too many people in between himself and the basket with red uniforms. And Coach Ross Dalma will signal what play he wants in after Rindles' cross-court pass was tipped out of bounds by Northwestern. Edelman checks into the ballgame. Checking out is Isaiah Taylor. Throwing the ball in will be Nabla. Nabla gets it into Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles on the right wing working against Edelman. Rindles, spin move, in traffic, dumps it off Den Herter. Layup good. Three for Den Herter. Dort College leads 50-30. Colton Coima with the basketball, under a minute remaining. Coima, pull up three, hit it. Colton Coima with the triple. Dort College leads 50-33. Just ran a ball screen for him, and he got the shot to go. A long three by Coima. Now Dort College can wind it down to about 13 seconds before they have to shoot. Rindles for the basketball out front. Dort College leading 50-33. Rindles guarded there by Wadle. Rindles crosses him over. Lobs it up for Waltersdorf, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. And see if Dort College can get into the locker room with a substantial lead, or if Northwestern's able to trim what was a 20-point lead down further. It's 50-33. Inbounding is Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. They pass it over to the top, Waltersdorf. They hand it to Rindles. Rindles, floater in the lane. Got it to go. Two-point bucket for Rindles. He's got 12. Dort College leads 52-33. 19 seconds remaining. Coima with the basketball. Dort College, the crowd up on their feet. Coima with the basketball. Coima on the left side. 10 to shoot. Now 9. Coima. They bring the help defense off of the window. No good there for the putback is Edelman. Edelman with a putback. Back to Sumner. Sumner, three at the buzzer. Off the heel, no good. And Dort College goes to the locker room up 17-52. 2:35 as Edelman was able to get into a seam. Got the putback to go off of the missed shot. Sumner's three from midcourt was just off the heel. And we go to halftime. Our score, Dort College 52, Northwestern 35. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM, back with more after this. We're at halftime. Took a while to get this one rolling. About 3 minutes into the ballgame, we were scoreless. Dorkelich then went on a 7-0 run before Northwestern answered with a Justin Vitkulski dunk. Make it 7-2. Dorkelich took a 10-point lead at 12-2. And we're up 11 at 15-4. The lead eventually grew to 24-9 before Northwestern got back to within 9 on a couple different occasions. Northwestern, Dort College pushed the lead back to double digits at 27-17. Dort College retook a double-digit lead at 29-18. The lead got pushed to as many as 20, 50-30. Dort College settles for a 17-point halftime advantage, 52-35. Dort College was led in scoring in the first half by 12 points unofficially for Nathan Rindles, while the Northwestern Red Raiders were topped by Isaiah Taylor with 8 in the first half unofficially. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers and GPAC scores in a moment.
The classroom.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads 52-35 here at intermission. Dort College, 20 of 32 from the floor, 3 for 10 on threes, 9 for 13 on free throws, and comes out to 62.5% from the deck, 30% on threes, 69.2% from the free throw line. Northwestern is 10 for 26 from the floor, 38.5%. 3 for 7 on threes for 42.9%. 12 for 14 on free throws for 85.7%. Rebounds. Dort College has a 16-13 rebounding advantage. Northwestern has 9 turnovers. Dort College has 3. Individually, Dort College led by Nathan Rindles with 14 points. He's 5 for 5 from the floor, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 11 points for Leighton Sampson, 10 for Tyler Waltersdorf. 6 each for Alex Terpstra and Taylor Feenstra. 3 for David Den Herter and 2 for Brian Sumner. For Northwestern, Jordan Baker with 6. Isaiah Taylor off the bench for 8. 5 for Bryce Moss. 3 for Colton Koima. 2 each for Nathan Wadle and Riley Francis. 3 for TJ Byer. 2 for Levi Edelman. 4 for Justin Vitkulski for their total of 35 points. Brian Sumner leads Dort College with 5 rebounds. Andrew O'Donnell has 3. Tyler Waltersdorf and Leighton Sampson, Taylor Feenstra all have 2. Northwestern is led in rebounding by Bryce Moss and Jordan Baker with 3 each. Andrew O'Donnell has 6 assists. Now, beg your pardon, Nathan Rindles is 6, Andrew O'Donnell has 2. 5 different Dort College players have 1 steal each. 52-35 our score, Dort College up by 17 at halftime. Let's take a break and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. God is good. Halftime scores around the conference. Dakota Wesleyan 37, Mount Marty 29, Midland 43, Hastings 36, Morningside and Briarcliff deadlocked at 35 each at halftime, and Nebraska Wesleyan leads Doan 47-38. Dort College leads Northwestern at halftime 52-35. GPAC men's basketball standings heading into play tonight. Dakota Wesleyan is atop the conference standings at 16-3. They can wrap up at least a share of the conference title tonight with a win. Morningside, in order to keep pace, has to get a win on the road against Briarcliff tonight. Midland is 13-5. Briarcliff is 12-6. Morningside is 15-3, by the way. Then you've got Concordia at 9-10. Dort College, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Hastings are all 8-10. Northwestern is 7-11. One of those four teams, in all likelihood, Dort, Nebraska Wesleyan, Hastings, or Northwestern, is going to be left out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament when the dust settles. Doan College is out of the tournament at 4-14. Mount Marty, winless in the GPAC, they are 0-18. coming up Saturday. Door College concludes the regular season as they face the Midland Warriors. Start time for the women, too. Men's game and Fremont starts at 4. You can hear the games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half action from the DeWitt right after this. Back to action, Dort College with the basketball. They get it down low to Sampson, unable to finish in the lane. Here comes Northwestern, down 52-35. Pass goes left side, Wadle. Wadle with it on the wing. Wadle dumps it down low for Baker. Baker, they bring the double team. He fires it back over to Moss. Moss looking for Cook. It's taken, Koima, it's taken away by O'Donnell, and O'Donnell can't do the tightrope walk down the left of the far sideline. He steps on the sideline, out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Dort College, not sure if there was a turn. Well, there was a change of possession, they say, so it will be Northwestern basketball. And they got a fresh 35 to work with. That's the main point on that one. Francis with the basketball, gives it up middle of the lane. Moss, Moss, jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound off the deflection, taken away by Rindles. Nathan Rindles with the basketball. Just about a minute gone in the second half. Neither team has scored. Sampson puts it up in traffic. Cut the hoop, and he is fouled. Leighton Sampson with 13 points tonight. Dort College leads 54-35. Leighton Sampson with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul charge to Jordan Baker was his second. Leighton Sampson shooting the free throw. Sampson's free throw is good. Looked like it wanted to pop out, but then the bunny went back down in the hole, and Dort College leads it by 20, 55-35. Colton Koima with the basketball. Colton Koima, step back three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Leighton Sampson. Sampson outlets over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles, left side, Leighton. Sampson comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner passes into the corner. Walterstorff, Tyler, three, in and out, no good. Ball's down on the floor, and now a foul called on Leighton Sampson on the rebound. He and Jordan Baker got tangled up. And that is foul number three on Leighton. Taylor Feenster will check into the ballgame. Leighton Sampson needs to check out with three personals. So Sampson, after the three-point play, gets Dort College a 20-point lead. He'll check out of the ballgame for a breather. And Coach Ross Dalma, as he ran by, said stay focused. Let's see if Dort College, how they respond with one of their leading scorers tonight on the bench. Wadle is fouled on the play by Sumner. Wadle put it on the floor hard, and Brian Sumner picks up the personal. Wadle, a tough matchup, big broad-shouldered kid, pretty well put together for a freshman. Hadn't heard a whole lot about him coming into the season, but he made a believer out of me back in early January. Spent most of the first half on the bench with foul trouble, playing with two. Let's see how long he's able to go without picking up his third. Francis hands it back over to Koima. Koima with the basketball. They dump it down low for Moss. Moss, shot in the lane, is good. Bryce Moss with 7 points. Dort College leads 55-37. Into the corner, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Northwestern looks like they want to go to a zone. They get it to Rindles. Rindles, jumper in the lane, good. Rindles stays perfect. He's 6-for-6 from the deck. 57-37, 2 minutes gone in the second half. Koima with the basketball. Koima passes back over to Francis. Francis to Moss, guarded there by Walterstorff. Moss leans his way in, off of the glass, good. Bryce Moss with 9 points. Dort College leads 57-39. 17:30 remaining. Tyler Francis on defense. This is Walterstorff now. Comes back right side. Walterstorff gives to Feenstra. Feenstra, they bring the double team. Walterstorff looking for the reversal, goes instead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Feenstra. Feenstra working on Moss, taken back by Rindles. Rindles, jumper in the lane, good. Little mid-range jumper again by Rindles. He's got 18. Dort College leads 59-39. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Wadle passes right side over to Koima. Koima with the basketball, back to Wadle. Wadle might have palmed it instead. He dribbles on. They look cross-court. They get it over to Moss. Well, this is Baker now. Baker working against Feenstra off of the glass. Good for Moss, for a Baker. Baker with 8. Dort College leads 59-41. The two teams just exchanging buckets right now. Rindles to Walterstorff. Walterstorff They go middle of the lane to Rendles. Rendles, jumper in the lane, good. Nathan Rendles with 20 points. He's perfect from the field. 8 for 8, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Defenders lead 61-41. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Northwestern basketball after the timeout. Out front, Wadle. Wadle feeds it corner. Koima. Koima. And we've got a weak side. We've got a hold called against Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf whistled for the personal and for Ty. That's number 2. 16-10 remaining in this basketball game. Francis to throw it in. He gets it in. Wadle. Wadle dumps it down low for Baker, and Feenstra got away with one there. Here comes Rendles. Rendles drives in. Layup good. Nathan Rendles having one of those ball games you dream about. 22 points. He's 9 for 9 from the floor. Missed shot by Koima. Put back no good. Rebound controlled by Wadle. Wadle off of the glass no good. Tipped out of bounds by Rendles. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 63-41. Sumner checks out of the basketball game. Terpstra checks in. O'Donnell, Feenstra, Waltersdorf, and Rendles on the floor for the defenders. Northwestern countering with Francis. That's the older of the two, Taylor. They get it underneath Baker. Baker puts it up over the top of Taylor Feenstra, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Baker, Moss, Wadle, Koima, and Francis along with, well, that's their five. Illegal. Pass comes left side over to Colton Koima. Koima, Wadle, Wadle, right side Francis, and we've got a foul called on O'Donnell. O'Donnell picks up the personal on the post defense of Jordan Baker. Dort College ended up in a bad situation there with Andrew O'Donnell trying to defend the post. O'Donnell has just picked up his third personal foul. Inbounding the basketball will be Taylor Francis. Francis to trigger it. Taylor gets it inbounded. They come back over to Wadle. Wadle with the basketball on the right wing. Comes to Koima. Colton Koima on the right side. Baker. Baker in traffic. Off the glass. No good. Rebound tapped around, and it's controlled by Terpstra. Dort College finally finishes off the possession with a rebound. Coming back the other way is Rendles. Rendles, Terpstra. Terpstra, three on the way. Boom! Three-point basket, Alex Terpstra. He's got 9, and the defenders lead 66-41. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College up 25-15-05 remaining. Back with more in a moment. Dort College has started the second half with a 16-6 run. Beg your pardon, 14-6 run. Isaiah Taylor with the basketball on the elbow. Passes into the corner, Riley Francis. Riley Francis back to Isaiah Taylor. Isaiah Taylor, shot no good on the rebound. Taken away by Taylor Feenstra. Comes back over to Nathan Rendles. Rendles with the basketball across the timeline. Nathan into the corner, three-pointer, up and through. Brian Sumner, the triple shot. Dort College leads 69-41. On the right side with it is Byard. Byard gives to Francis. David Den Herter trying to fight over the top of Justin Van Kalsbeek, and he gets whistled for the personal foul. Dort College leads at 69-41. Nathan Rendles leading the way for the defenders thus far with 22. Levi Edelman inbounding the basketball. He gets it into Taylor. Taylor gets it to Byard. Byard throws in a three from long range. TJ Byard with 6. Dort College leads 69-44. 14:20 remaining. Taylor Feenstra, left side. Terp, Terp, three ball, no good. Fight for the rebound, and we've got a foul on the play called on TJ Byard. He held Nathan Rendles. And this is where, if you're Dort College, you don't want to get three happy. Want to keep running the offense and at least work it in, go inside out at least. Not cast up the quick ball. Dort College leading 69-44. Obviously, Dort in the driver's seat here. Inbounding is Rendles. Rendles into the corner. Terp. Terp facing the basket, left corner. They get it to Den Herter. Den Herter, hook shot in the lane. David Den Herter with a two-point basket. David Den Herter coming off of the bench tonight. He's got 5. Defenders lead 71-44. Van Kalsbeek, Riley Francis. Riley Francis, long ball, good. Riley Francis with five. Dort College leads 71-47. 13:40 remaining. Rindles across the timeline, met there by Isaiah Taylor. Left side to Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles in traffic. His shot, good. 10 points for Rindles in the second half. Dort College leads 73-47. Edelman with the basketball, back over to Francis. Francis tries to feed it to Ben Colsby. It goes out of bounds. That's touched by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, if Rindles checks out, you don't want him to touch anything. He might melt it. Rindles, a perfect 10 for 10 from the deck. 5 for 5 in the first half, 5 for 5 in the second half. 4 for 4 from the free throw line for good measure. Add it all up, he's got 24 points tonight. 73-47, Dort College by 26. 13:05 left to play in this contest. O'Donnell with it out front, goes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff against Edelman. Off balance shot, can't get it to go. It was halfway down, it popped back out. Here comes Northwestern, Byard. Byard at the top of the key. He's going to dribble all the way to the left wing. Looks back, gets it over to Francis, and Brian Sumner is called for a hand check. Jammed a little too hard on the cut by Francis, and Riley Francis is fouled on the play. It's team foul number 6 already on the defenders in this half. Northwestern knocking on the door, up 1-1. 12:49 left to go in regulation. Ball is loose, picked up by Sampson. Sampson lets traffic clear. He hands it off to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff working against Edelman. Comes back outside, Terp. Three ball, yes. Alex Terpstra, four threes for Terp. Dort College leads 76-47. Isaiah Taylor passes over to Byard. Byard in traffic. Byard back outside, Edelman. Edelman, three, missed it, short, no good. Gets it back, and he rises up and slams it home. Edelman with 4 points as he followed his missed shot. Dort College leads 76-49. 12:15 and counting ballgame. Left side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra, left side, Walterstorff working against Riley Francis. Walterstorff in traffic, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. So Tyler Walterstorff, well, they're not going to call a foul. They're going to say he traveled. Northwestern wholesale changes. Dort College leading 76-49, 12:05 remaining. Colton Coyma will bring the basketball up for Northwestern. He passes right side. He gets it away to Byard. No, that's Moss. Back over to Coyma. Coyma, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. He took it away from Baker. Here comes Nathan into the front court. Nathan feeds Sampson. Sampson with the dunk! Leighton Sampson drops the hammer. He's got 16. Dort College leads 78-49. Back the other way, Baker. Baker lost it. Picked up by O'Donnell. O'Donnell, a foot race to the other end, and they're going to call him for a carry. Well, they call O'Donnell for the carry in the open floor. Turns it over. Now Northwestern wants to talk it over again. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College on defense, leading 29-78-49. Francis, off-balance shot, rolls it in. Taylor Francis got into the lane, got the off-balance shot to go at 78-51. Coming back the other way. Right side with it is Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles out front. Dort College up. Nearing the midpoint of the second half, and we've got a hold called on Northwestern. Foul's going to go on Baker. That's number 3 on him, I believe. Team foul, number 3 on Northwestern in this half. Dort College to inbound. Rindles gets it in to Terpstra. Terpstra left wing. Northwestern, by the way, one timeout remaining. Dort College has 4 in their pocket. Tyler Walterstorff, three ball, left it short, no good. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Nathan Wadle. Wadle over to Coyma. Colton Coyma with the basketball. Coyma comes back over to Moss. Moss puts it up over the top of Sampson on the help defense. But Tyler Walterstorff gets called for the foul. No, that's going to go on Leighton Sampson. Sampson picks up his fourth. Taylor Feenstra is going to check back into the ballgame. Leighton Sampson, 16 points in spite of foul trouble. York College leading 78-51. Jordan Baker to the free throw line. Northwestern, well, if you're going to chip away at this, you got to get it under 20 for starters, and a good way to do that is at the free throw line. Can make up some ground with the clock stopped. Get it under 20 with 7 or 8 minutes left. See what happens. Shot is missed. Rebound. Koima comes up with it. Missed shot by Koima on the wing. Taken away by Rindles. Rindles for the basketball, and Coach Ross Dalma says, let's settle and run a play. Right side pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles feeds it Feenstra. Feenstra, hook shot in the lane. Good. Taylor Feenstra, unconventional, but gets it to go, 80-52. York College by 28. Right side with it is Francis. Francis, guarded by Rindles. Pass goes left side, Wadle. And getting free was Moss underneath, and York College late to the party on the help defense. Foul goes on Tyler Waltersdorf, and for Ty, that is number three. David Denherter is going to check out of the ballgame. Bryce Moss will go to the free throw line with an opportunity at a three-point play. Bryce Moss with 11 points now, averaging 8.6 points per game, and his free throw no good. Rebound cleared by David Denherter. Denherter clears the rebound. York College leads 80-54. Past the midpoint of the second half, O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, left side, Brian Sumner. Sumner, back out front, Rindles. Rindles on the wing. Rindles back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, left side, Sumner. Sumner puts it up in traffic, blocked out of bounds by Northwestern. It'll be York College basketball with 9:43 remaining. York College will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Taylor Feenstra to trigger it. He gets the ball inbounded to Rindles. Rindles puts it up, blocked. First missed shot of the night. Rebound taken away by Wadle. Wadle drives in. His shot is good. Nathan Wadle with four. York College leads 80-56. 9:28 left to play in this game. O'Donnell with the basketball. Let's see if York College can put together a good offensive possession. O'Donnell with it. Northwestern trying to chip away at a lead that was 29. Now it's 24. Rindles out front. York College with the basketball. Northwestern in man-to-man, it appears. Out front, Feenstra. Feenstra left side, Sumner. Sumner looking down low. Instead, O'Donnell swings right side. Rindles on the wing. They feed it inside to Denherter. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by O'Donnell. Sumner puts up a three off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. Colton Koima. Koima on the right wing. Koima thinks about the two. Instead goes over to Wadle. Wadle to Francis. Francis back over to Wadle. Wadle left it short. No good. Collision underneath. Feenstra and Moss got tangled. The two Hull, Iowa natives tangled up. They fall to the floor. They play on, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's last touched by Northwestern. Stuart College basketball. Let's reset the lineups. Waltersdorf, Terpstra, Rindles, Sumner, and Denherter for York College. For Northwestern, it is Moss, Wadle, Taylor, Byert, and who's the fifth player? That looks like Jordan Baker is out there. Baker guarding Denherter right now. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles, nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Out front, Sumner. Right side to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gets it away. Sumner. Sumner, three. Got it. Three-point basket for Brian Sumner, his second of the second half. York College leads 83-56. 8:09 remaining in regulation. York College leading by 27. Northwestern basketball. Byert. Byert to Wadle. Wadle, Taylor. Taylor with the basketball. Takes it into the lane. His 10-footer is good. And we've got a foul on the play called on York College. A foul on the rebound. And they will send Moss to the free throw line. They'll say Tyler Waltersdorf committed a foul on the rebound. Or on the made shot, I should say. Taylor got the two-point basket to go. He's got 10 by my count. And Taylor Feenstra is now fouled on the play by Nathan Wadle. Wadle whistled for his third personal. And Ord College will have the basketball back up by 25, 83-58. A little bit of a disparity in terms of the fouls here in the second half. Ord College 9, Northwestern 4. That was their fourth foul of the half. Terpstra out front, Rendles. Rendles looking down low for Taylor Feenstra. Taylor, 15-footer, no good. Getting the rebound, though, is Den Herter. Den Herter has it blocked, taken away by Rendles. Rendles back over to Den Herter, and Den Herter is fouled on the play. And David will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Northwestern and Bryce Moss. Moss picks up his second personal foul. Justin Van Kalsbeek will check in after Den Herter's first free attempt. Den Herter out of the deep knee bend. His free throw is up and good. David now with 6. Moss checks out of the ball game. Another free throw on the way for Den Herter. Den Herter's free throw is up. Skips off the rim, no good. It's 84-58. Dort College in the driver's seat. Clock can't wind down fast enough if you're a Dort College fan. For Northwestern, you want as many fouls called in this one as possible and give yourself a chance. Sumner is fouled on the play by Riley Francis. And Brian Sumner picks himself up. Riley Francis whistled for the personal. The freshman from Hull whistled for his second personal. Andrew O'Donnell checks in. David Den Herter checks out. Taylor Feenstra to throw the ball in. And it looks like Andrew O'Donnell will come back and help bring the ball up the floor. O'Donnell across the timeline. O'Donnell right side, Rendles. Rendles comes back over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Outside to Rendles. Rendles to Terpstra. Terpstra at the top of the key. Terpstra with 4 threes already tonight. Rendles spins into the lane. Puts it up. And it won't go down. Rebound tipped and controlled by Northwestern. Here comes Wadle. Wadle with the basketball. Right side, Byard. Byard, 3. Good. T.J. Byard with the 3-point basket. He's got 9. And the defender lead is 84-61. A 23-point advantage for the defenders. O'Donnell with the basketball. Right side, Rendles. Rendles on the wing. Nathan to Sumner. Sumner layup good. Sumner with 10. The assist to Rendles, yet another assist for the junior point guard. Wadle, back outside, Byard. Byard back to Taylor. Isaiah Taylor, right side, Riley Francis, Wadle. Wadle to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek has it tipped away from behind by Feenstra. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right wing. Andrew has it, picks up his dribble, passes left side Sumner. Sumner over to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles puts it up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play by Isaiah Taylor. Isaiah Taylor whistled for the personal, and Nathan Rendles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, since it was pointed out that it was a 9-3 foul disparity, the last 4 fouls have been called against Northwestern. Dort College is now in the bonus. First free throw by Rendles, no good. He's got another one coming. Well, Rendles couldn't keep up the pace at which he was playing. He was perfect from the floor through his first 10 shots. And he was perfect from the free throw line through his first 4 attempts. Second free throw for Rendles is up and good. Nathan Rendles makes 1 of 2. And the Dort College defender lead is 87-61. 5:48 remaining in this basketball game. Dort College in the driver's seat. Timeout. Dort College back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 5:46 left to go in regulation. Northwestern basketball. After the timeout, they give it to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek quickly up the floor, throws it home. His second slam dunk of the night. 87-63, Dort College by 24. 5:28 and counting. Walthersdorf for the basketball. He goes left side over to Sumner. Sumner right side. Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rolls it in for Sampson. Layton with the basketball. His left-handed hook. Too strong off the heel. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. And Dave Agee, I think, is going to come in and say, are you sure? And it will be Dort College basketball. And with the emphatic nature that Dave Agee came out from underneath the baseline, he obviously saw something that Pat Anderson did not. And so Dort College has the basketball. As they rule, it was last touched by Northwestern. Nathan Rindles with the basketball, 5 minutes remaining in regulation. Dort College leading 87-63. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Rindles over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf feeds Sampson. Sampson outside O'Donnell. They look for the repost instead. O'Donnell down to the baseline. Back to Sampson. Sampson off the glass. Good. Count the hoop, and Layton will go to the free throw line. 18 points for Sampson. Dort College leads 89-63. Well, the freshmen for Dort College, I would say, no longer playing like freshmen. Takes about half of the season for that to occur, and you go through ups and downs, and you're still going to have some ups and downs, don't get me wrong, but Sampson makes the free throw, gives Dort College a 90-63 lead. Red Raider basketball, right side is Taylor Francis. Taylor Francis to Colton Coima. Coima back over to Francis. Francis left side, Byart. T.J. Byart gives it up to Coima, and Coima is fouled on the play by Nathan Rindles. Nathan Rindles whistled for his first. Team foul number 10. So Leighton Sampson has 19 points. 4:27 left to go in the game. Dort College with this one in hand. Up 26, 90-64. Colton Coima makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. 4 points now for Coima. A second free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Colton Coima makes both. He's got five. And the defenders lead 90-65. Dort College with the basketball, Rindles. Dort College will try to milk the clock here. Rindles goes left corner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra hesitated, and that was his mistake. Rebound cleared out by Baker. Going to pull the trigger, just pull it. Pass over the top intended for Van Kalsbeek. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. 4:05 remaining. 4:05 and counting. Dort College basketball. Both teams in the bonus. Dort College in front 90-65. For the basketball is Rindles. Rindles out front. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf splits the defense, drives in. Has it tapped away from him. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern, by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Colton Coima. Coima gets it into Wadle. Wadle with it on the left side. Wadle over to Coima. Coima with the basketball. Coima gives it up. Francis. This is Taylor Francis. Taylor Francis, right side, Coima. Coima underneath Baker. Baker puts it up over high hands, shot good. Jordan Baker with 11, and the defender lead is 90-67. 3:25 left to play in the contest. Northwestern has one timeout remaining. They used three of them up in the first half. They used two up early in the second half, and they have let it play out here in the last few minutes. Terpstra, left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell forces it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Baker, now tipped by O'Donnell, controlled by Northwestern, and Colton Coima. Colton Coima with it on the right side. Dort College misses the defensive assignment. Pass comes over to Wadle. Wadle over the top, Baker. Baker layup good. Jordan Baker with 7 in the second half, 13 for the ball game. Dort College leads 90-69. 2:45 remaining. Tyler Walthersdorf for the basketball. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up. Right side Terpstra. Now Rindles on the wing. Nathan with the basketball. Dort College trying to milk the clock and work it. Terpstra with the basketball. 2:30 and counting. Left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sampson. Sampson shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Northwestern's Justin Van Kolsbeek, his fourth. And Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throws on the way for Leighton. First one is through. Sampson, a 68% free throw shooter coming into the game. This will be his 99th free throw shot this season. Up to this point, he's made 68. Second free throw on the way for Sampson is up and good. Leighton Sampson checks out of the ball game. Well-deserved round of applause from the defender faithful. Leighton, by my count, with 21. A perfect 4-for-4 night from the free throw line. And the Dort College defenders have salted this one away, 92-69. Northwestern with the basketball. They pass it off to Edelman. Edelman down low, double teamed by Den Herter. They kick it out, Wadle. Wadle, jumper, baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Montalvanos. Montalvanos dumps it underneath. It's taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan Rindles tries to feed it down low, take it away. Here's Montalvanos with the steal, the layup, good. Jerry Montalvanos with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead is 92-71. 1:40 remaining. This is Terpstra, right side, Rindles. Rindles to Walterstorff. Walterstorff can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Edelman. Edelman with the basketball. Edelman off of the glass. Good. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Pardon me, 92-73, Dort College in front. Well, the Dort College defenders are going to get a win, their final home game of the regular season. Dort College leading 92-73. Score's going to end up a little bit closer than most of the second half was played at. Most of the second half played between a 20 and 30 point difference. Free throw on the way for Edelman is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by J.D. Bohr. J.D. outlets over to Danny Voss. Voss into the front court, back over to Bohr. Bohr left side, Trevor Kalk. Kalk gives it up, Nibbling. Nibbling right side, Voss. Voss to Bohr. With the basketball left side, Nibbling. Nibbling in between the circles out front. Now Kalk. Kalk gives it up to Voss. Voss to J.D. Bohr hesitates, flips it up over his shoulder, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Red Raiders up and running with the basketball. Fired over cross court. Shot is partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Brandon Broersma. Broersma got the block shot. Kalk kick out. Bohr. Bohr to Nibbling. Nibbling to Broersma. Broersma posting up Montalvanos. Broersma's shot no good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Under a minute to go. 36 seconds and counting, actually. And a blocking foul called on the defenders. It's going to go on Trevor Kalk. So Kalk whistled for the blocking foul. First free throw on the way is up and good. Free throw by Edelman. Levi now with 5 points unofficially. I beg your pardon, seven. I missed a field goal in there. He's got eight now. Dort College leading 92-75. 32.6 seconds remaining. Danny Voss will bring it up, and the Dort College defenders will run out the clock unless Northwestern comes out and pressures. Dominic Nibbling with the basketball over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr with it back over to Voss. Voss left side, Kalk. Kalk with the basketball in between the circles. Well, Dort College is going to snap a two-game losing streak. They'll hand Northwestern their third straight loss. Dort College will improve to 9-10 in the GPAC with a 92-75 win tonight over the Northwestern Red Raiders. And there's your final score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Always lots of things to take care of after the game. And I think we've got most of them taken care of. Our score sheet is complete. Don't know what it all means at this point. Dort College victorious over Northwestern tonight by a final score of 92-75. Dort College never trailed. Led 52-35 at halftime. Both teams scored 40 points in the second half. Dort College led by as many as 29. Couldn't quite blow it completely wide open. Northwestern does make a little charge at the end. It ends up a 17-point difference. Most of the second half played between 20 and 30 points for a difference. Dort College tonight, 35 of 65 from the floor, 53.8%, 7 of 19 on threes, 36.8%, 15 of 21 on free throws, 71.4%. Northwestern, 26 of 59 from the floor, 44.1%, 6 of 17 on threes, 35.3%, 17 of 23 from the free throw line, 73.9%. Northwestern ended up with a slight 35-34 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Northwestern 16, Dort College had 8. Individually, Nathan Rindles led Dort College with 25 points, 10 for 12 from the floor, 5 for 6 on free throws. He had a double-double. He also handed out 10 assists and grabbed 6 rebounds. 21 points for Leighton Sampson, 12 points for Alex Terpstra, 10 points for Tyler Walterstorff, and 10 for Brian Sumner, 8 points for Taylor Feenstra, 6 for David Denherter. For Northwestern, they were led by Jordan Baker with 13 points, 11 for Bryce Moss, and 10 for Isaiah Taylor. 9 points for T.J. Byard, 8 for Levi Edelman, 6 by Justin Van Colesby, 5 for Riley Francis, 4 for Nathan Wadle, 2 for Taylor Francis, 5 for Colton Coima, 2 for Jerry Montalvanos, and 6 for Justin Van Colesby for Northwestern's total of 75. Rebounds, Sumner and Rindles each had 6 for the defenders, 4 for Andrew O'Donnell, 4 for Taylor Feenstra. Nathan Rindles had 10 assists tonight. 3 assists each for Andrew O'Donnell and Tyler Walterstorff. 3 steals for O'Donnell, 2 for Nathan Rindles. For Northwestern, they were led in rebounds by Jordan Baker with 8, 6 for Nathan Wadle, 2 blocks for Jordan Baker, 2 steals for Baker. Northwestern falls to 14-13 overall, 7-12 in the conference. Dort College is 9-10 in the conference and 18-11 overall. So the way I have it figured, Dort College clinches a spot in the postseason tournament with a win this evening. Northwestern can't catch them. The best Northwestern can finish now is 8-12. Let's take a look at the standings right now. The scoreboard, Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 81-47. Midland over Hastings, 84-67. Morningside over Briar Cliff, 77-74. Nebraska Wesleyan over Doan, 89-79. Dakota Wesleyan clinches at least a share of the GPAC title. They go to 17-3. Morningside improves to 16-3. Dakota Wesleyan, by the way, is in the clubhouse at 17-3. They don't play on Saturday. Midland goes to 14-5. Briar Cliff, 12-7, and Briar Cliff teetering on falling out of the great point, out of the top 25 now in the poll. They were, I believe, 23 this week. Beg your pardon, 21. No, they were 23. My numbers aren't updated to the most recent ones that came out yesterday. Concordia held at 9-10. They did not play. Dort College improves to 9-10. Nebraska Wesleyan improves to 9-10. Hastings falls to 8-11. Northwestern falls to 7-12. Doan College falls to 4-15. They're out of the playoff hunt. Mount Marty is now 0-19. So what that does, and I don't know what the tiebreaker is between Hastings and Northwestern, but if I have things figured correctly, Hastings is 8-11 in the conference. Northwestern is 7-12. Hastings and Northwestern meet on Saturday in Hastings. If Northwestern wants to tie Hastings, obviously they have to come up with a win in Hastings, Nebraska. And again, I don't know the first outcome between those two teams. That would help in knowing the tiebreaker, and maybe we'll figure that out before the evening is over. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me. Dort College victorious tonight, lead start to finish, 92-75. And, Coach, we haven't had many like this this evening where you lead start to finish and feel like you're in control most of the way.
Yeah, Mike, this is a great effort by our guys. Probably the the best 40-point effort since we played Morningside second week in January. Thought the guys are really focused, and the thing that really drove it was the fact that we just defended very well to start the game, and that gave us momentum. Our mindset always hasn't been the best. I think sometimes we really worry about the offensive end. But tonight we really intend on trying to do some things better defensively, because we didn't get off to a great start offensively ourselves. I think we went nearly 3 minutes without scoring to start the game. But we took care of the ball much better, which I'm sure you talked about, with only 8 turnovers. And then we just defended and rebounded pretty well. It was a pretty efficient game for us. It wasn't flashy, but we can't, you know, that's not who we are. Just a great performance by our guys. Very happy for them.
Nathan Rendles carried you for a little stretch, and that was an important finish to the first half. I looked up at the clock. There was about 4 minutes remaining in the half. You're up 12-13, somewhere like that, somewhere in that neighborhood. You were able to push it up to 20 and then take a 17-point lead into the halftime. Between Nathan and Tyler Waltersdorf, they both scored some buckets for you late in that first half.
They did. You know, Nathan and Tyler were very good. We went to both of them time and again with some different isolation plays, and both of them were very good and just kind of drove us forward. You know, when those two play well for us, we have a chance to be pretty effective, and both of them were very good to start the game and had some really good things going towards the basket, both of them did. So that was good, and it was great to see Leighton Sampson establish himself in his first start in quite a while. He started a few games before Christmas, but has been playing much better. David Denherter, of course, was injured. Didn't know how much we would get, so we started Leighton, and Leighton was very good as well.
Second half, you were able to establish yourselves early. I believe you outscored Northwestern 14-6 over the first 5 or 6 minutes and really took control of the basketball game at that point.
Yeah, in fact, the guys did a nice job coming out of the locker room at halftime. The first 5 minutes, of course, are going to be critical. We did a nice job of just reestablishing things on the defensive end. And offensively, I thought we were efficient for the most part. I thought our shot selection was pretty good, and we really didn't do a whole lot tonight to hurt ourselves on the offensive end.
You end up pulling away. Alex Terpstra hit some big shots for you. Brian Sumner played a better second half offensively than he did in the first half. You're going to need that kind of effort, though, moving forward, season finale and then into the postseason. And we can talk about the postseason now, because you've as much as clinched a spot in the tournament. You're going to need those kind of efforts from here on out.
We are. You know, with Midland being as good as they are, and on senior day on Saturday, that's going to be one tall task that we have to go up against. And then, as you said, the conference tournament, we're certainly going to play somebody who's in the top four, who's ranked in the top 25, is going to be very good. So an effort like tonight will give us a chance to be competitive, and that's really all we can ask for at this point in the year, Mike.
Coach, I don't have much more to add. We've got Tyler Waltersdorf coming in. The scores from around the conference, this is how the standings now look. It's going to be Hastings and Northwestern playing for a spot, in the eighth spot, and Hastings won the first meeting of those two, so it ends up, if Northwestern can get a win, it's a split. Then it becomes tiebreaker situations for those two. So it comes down to the wire for the eighth spot, but you've locked up at least a spot in that 18 tournament.
Yeah, and that's obviously, I think, really important for a number of reasons. You know, one is the obvious, you want to keep playing, but two, we've got a lot of young kids, and to be able to expose them to that type of atmosphere this year, I think, is really important for our guys, especially the three freshmen who've never been in that situation. So I think there's a number of reasons why it was really important for us to get in it, not just simply for the obvious, the opportunity to compete and earn a trip to Branson via the conference tournament.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahma. Tyler Waltersdorf will be stopping by shortly, and he is going to take a seat and just walk around, and we'll get things situated here as we wrap things up here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Tyler Waltersdorf takes a seat beside me, and Tyler, good win for your team tonight. I would imagine getting a win in a contest like this against Northwestern never gets old for you, especially in your final home game of the of your college career, in all likelihood.
Yeah, no doubt. Respect Northwestern, but it is a rivalry, and it is a great way to go out, being Northwestern on the home floor. Last home game, it's been a blessing to play here 4 years. The atmosphere was just incredible. And, I don't know, just a good group of guys. It's been fun.
Lots of emotions, I would imagine, running through last time you play on the DeWitt Gymnasium floor. Obviously, yes. You're hoping for some upsets along the way in the conference tournament. Maybe we get one back here. But lots of emotions for a player winding down his career.
Mm-hmm. It's been a heck of a 4 years. And we're just looking to build some camaraderie in between our team and hopefully get on a run here quick before the tournament play.
What allowed you to get out to that lead early? I mean, it was 0-0 for quite a while, and then you ran off 7 points in a row, and then it just seemed like it was things got a little bit easier at that point.
Yeah, we came out, and we were focused defensively. We had our scouting report. We executed it. We took away things that they were looking to do, and it was just a great team defensive start to the game that really got us going.
Midland on Saturday, difficult task, obviously, but good tune-up for tournament play.
Yep. Midland's playing well, and we're going to have to beat some good teams in the tournament, so we'll just keep playing some defense, and we'll see how it goes.
What happens for you? Graduation is what, right at 3 months or so away from right now? What happens post-graduation for Tyler Walterstorff?
It's coming quick. I actually have a job. I'm an accounting major, and I have a job at Ernst & Young in St. Louis. So, come next August, I'll be out there in St. Louis.
Well, Tyler, hopefully we've got a few more games left in you, and see what happens on Saturday and then tournament play next week. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, thank you.
That's Tyler Walterstorff talking about tonight's win. Dort College victorious by a final score of 92-75. So we end up with a split. Dort College wins the men's game 92-75. Northwestern takes the women's contest 73-58. We wrap things up on Saturday for the regular season. Fremont, Nebraska. Dort College takes on Midland. 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. That's going to do it for a broadcast for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.